Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. My next guest is Kim Venter, and I sit down again with her for part two of a two-part segment on the American Red Cross and how they are making such a big, big difference. And we're going to talk even more about the gala, her background, and how things, how she got connected. She's from Southern Cal, and what brought her to our area, and how she's making such a great, 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 big, big difference. All right. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, thank you for coming back. Let me start right in here then. Why is the Red Cross so important in our communities and in communities across the country?
That's a great question. And I think that for me personally, from my perspective, the Red Cross is so important because we touch people's lives in so many different ways, from when you are a child learning about fire safety in school, all the way up to the end of your life. You know, there are services that we provide for people of every age, every background, and all kinds of different needs. So really, I think that there are ways for people to connect with the organization on so many different levels. And I think having that wide breadth of service is really important in our community.
So we spoke in our first segment about the Fire and Ice Gala. I love that name. What makes this event your signature event in the Capital Region?
It's by far the biggest event that we have. We are expecting about 600 people to be there this year. So it's really just getting a lot of leaders in the community together to celebrate what the Red Cross is all about and help raise funds for the work that we do all year long.
And I understand you have one here and one up north.
Yeah, we actually have. Yeah, we have two fire and ice events because our region is so big and we have people, you know, big communities that want to support what we do in different parts of our region. We have different events to really build up that community, you know, support and camaraderie about the Red Cross. So we actually do have another fire and ice event up in the Plattsburgh area.
Okay.
We do an event called An Evening with Your Local Red Cross in Poughkeepsie. That's coming up in May.
Wow.
And then
that sounds great, great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we have a lot of these, you know, kind of like really business oriented fundraising events. And then we have community events, people going out and installing smoke alarms together, people getting together for volunteer appreciation activities. So there's always something going on.
So I want to take a little time to talk a little bit about you, Ms. Venter.
Okay.
I understand you are from Southern California.
I am.
Okay. So how did your travel agent convince you to come to the Great Northeast and tell us your journey, how you wound up being here and, you know, where you went to school at, formal education?
Yeah, yeah. It's a common question because not many people move from Southern California to upstate New York.
Right. The snow belt country of the or snow belt area of the country.
Exactly. Yeah. So I had gone away. I went to Notre Dame in Indiana for college.
Okay.
And while there, I met the person who's now my husband.
Okay.
And he is from here. He grew up in Del Mar.
Okay.
And so a few months after we graduated.
Well, he really sweet talked to you,
yeah,
young lady.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness. You know, hey, move up. You know, this is great. You know, it's lovely. You know, but by the way, we get 15 to 16 inches of snow on a daily basis. You know, 18 below zero on a daily basis. But hey, oh yeah, great restaurants. Saratoga Racetrack, you know.
Yeah, he was very,
like that,
very
right?
convincing, I guess. No, it's actually, it's worked out really nicely. We have a lot of family in the area, so it's nice to, I'm an only child, so.
Okay, I was going to say, tell us a little bit about your background.
I feel like now that I've now lived in the Albany area for about a decade, so I feel like this is my home now. I mean, California will always be my original home.
Right.
But, you know, I have family and friends and a whole network here, and I've been with the Red Cross the entire time that I've lived here. So I've really, you know, invested a lot of myself
in
this organization.
I can appreciate California because I'm originally from L.A. Stop.
Oh, really?
Stop. Look at my engineers. Yes. L.A., yeah.
Oh,
Lower
so you
Albany.
Know. Oh, my gosh.
Did you see them laughing because they heard this joke?
They
before?
Knew that was coming. Yes. You totally had me.
I know. Did you see my engineers and my photographer like, oh boy, here we go. Tip your waiter, folks. He's in town all weekend. Try the veal. So, how did you get connected with the job? Is it something that you applied for online or?
Yeah.
What brought you and the Red Cross together?
I started out really just wanting to work for a nonprofit organization. Okay. And I knew that I wanted to move out here. And so I just started putting a lot of feelers out, looking for job openings. Mm-hmm. And originally, I really wanted to get into fundraising and special events, mm-hmm. like the gala that we're talking about.
Okay.
And so when I decided to move out here, there was an entry-level job open in the Red Cross's fundraising department. And so that's where I started. I did about 5 years in fundraising. I was at one point, you know, in charge of planning the whole Fire and Ice Gala, which was awesome. But I eventually had an opportunity to transition into communications, which I love.
You, that's what I was going to say. My next question I was going to lead into. So did you walk right into this title or you kind of worked your way into it?
Definitely worked my way into it.
And prior to the Red Cross, what experience did you have in?
I started at the Red Cross just a couple months after I graduated from college.
Wow, what a blessing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So I got a lot of experience within the organization, working my way from, you know, that entry level kind of administrative role in the fundraising department to doing event planning and some more, you know, leadership level, I guess, work, okay. you might say. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, starting to get involved in doing media relations and working on our social media accounts, and now that's
well,
a big part
seen
of what
media
I do.
You see this crew.
I believe it.
This is media 2.0. So I take then you really feel good about what you do.
Definitely. Yes.
And being an only child, I'm sure your parents have weighed in on what you're doing, and what do they think?
Oh, I think they're very proud. I think it means a lot to them. And we talk a lot about ways that they can get involved supporting the Red Cross, too, back in California. So okay. that's one thing that's neat, you know, because it's a national organization, even Great. Though we're far apart, they kind of can have a connection mm-hmm. at home.
Mm-hmm. Before I close out, that's how I got connected to you. You guys, during the storms in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
My family was affected, and they had nothing but good things to talk about, to say about the Red Cross. How you guys stepped up, how you partnered with the different businesses, churches, and other organizations, how you guys came in and you didn't come in like, you know, we are the Red Cross, you follow our lead. You just said, wherever we can help, we're here to help. And you guys made such a big, big difference.
That's
also,
so nice to hear.
I want to say what really, really, when I spoke to you, what drew me to your spirit is someone once said, true integrity is when you help people in their lives and you will never, never know. Other people will never, never know about it. Well, that's what you do. All right, things you do in helping people, all right, they will never know that Kim Venter had something to do with that. But that's true integrity. You know, you don't
Thank
do
you.
It for the fanfare, for the pat on the back. You do it because you really want to do it and you really enjoy making a difference in people's lives. So.
Yeah, and I think that's the best thing about working for the Red Cross is everybody there, whether you're an employer or a volunteer, mm-hmm. has that same motivation.
Great, great. So before I close out, how can people get more involved with the Red Cross? There's
great
yourself.
Question, yes.
Yes.
We would love that. Mm-hmm. We always need additional volunteers. There are about hundreds of different roles that you can do as a volunteer with the Red Cross.
Okay.
So if you go to our website, redcross.org/ENY for Eastern New York.
Okay.
That'll get you connected with us locally, and you can learn about volunteering, being a blood donor, a financial donor, coming to one of our events. There's so many different ways.
Great, great. Well, Kimmy, you don't mind if I call you Kimmy?
No, all I right? like that.
You are part of the WOOC family, okay? And don't
Thank
be
you.
A stranger. I'm sure we're going to continue to read about you, and I know you're just going to continue to do big, big things in helping people and truly making a difference by empowering them to make productive and significant changes in their life. So.
Awesome.
Thank you for stopping by and sharing this story.
Thank you.
All right. Till next time, folks. It's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.